Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers at Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe the same way. We're on Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and find out all the great things we have to offer. All right, and joining us right now to start hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we're going to start up this hour talking about the five best states to live in the United States when it comes to the coronavirus and where they're having the best luck right now. You ready?
Yep.
Number one, Alaska. No surprise there. It's very remote, right?
Well, of course, yes.
Number two, and this is kind of a surprise, Hawaii. Now, that might be because of the weather there.
Perhaps, yes.
Not the remoteness, but the weather. Number three, the northeasternmost part of the state of Maine. Again, very remote.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, North Dakota. No surprise there. It's a very large, wide open state, and most of the people are centered pretty much in one part of the state, but it's a wide open spot. Now, number five, and this is no surprise, I would have thought it would have been higher up the ladder, Wyoming. Why? Because they've got those big, wide open spaces where there's nothing but elk and antelope and all that sort of stuff running around, and big, huge farms and grazing areas for cattle.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and I mean, you can social distance pretty good in Wyoming. I've been there as well, and you're right. It's very beautiful and very wide open.
Now, in New York, a Democratic representative by the name of Kim, his last name is Kim, has come out and talked about a very threatening phone call that he got from Governor Cuomo, because he started to chastise Governor Cuomo, and this is a Democratic state representative. He started to chastise Governor Cuomo for his lack of response to the senior citizen nursing home situation, knowing full well that he was snowballing the people, and he was trying to encourage the governor to step up. Well, the governor didn't like what he was saying, and he says, you better be quiet or I'm going to destroy you. His words, not mine. So, guess what? The representative went public, and he's alleged that the COVID cover-up is pretty much because of the big-time donors that were standing to lose money. The state assembly, meantime, has started to go through the motions to impeach Governor Cuomo.
You know, Captain.
That's huge.
Yeah, this is huge. Can you imagine? This would be inconceivable just a short while ago. But what this is, as you said, Democrat New York State Assemblyman Ron Kim talked about how, according to him, the governor called him and said he was going to destroy him, but also said words to the effect of, you've not felt my wrath, you don't know what it's going to be like, those kinds of things. And calling him, I think, at home as well, and just sort of really berating him. But what's happening now, Captain, is we're starting to hear some other people come forward, not the least of which is Governor de Blasio of New York City coming out and kind of generally saying, well, this isn't anything new, basically. And I find that very, very interesting as well, because now you may see quite an avalanche, as it were, come down on Governor Cuomo, and we may hear more stories about this. So this is very, very concerning and unsettling at the same time.
Yeah, and I don't want to down all the teachers, because we have a lot of good teachers out there, but I do want to go after the teachers' unions for one simple reason. The teachers' unions are still holding up the opening of our schools across much of America by telling the principals involved, well, we aren't going to go there until every student is vaccinated and everything is taken care of and there's no more cases. I mean, whatever the situation might be, the teachers' unions are and by the way, the other thing is they want money dumped in their pockets for not being able to teach and claiming loss of revenue and all kinds of ridiculous stuff. That's crazy. They've still been getting paid.
Well, exactly. And unfortunately, Captain, because of this whole thing, I mean, obviously everybody wants to be safe, but if we want to follow the science, as far as I know, the science has been telling us that you can reopen the schools safely.
That's right.
That the younger children, they don't really transmit this. It's a different animal now in the sense of how we understand this virus. I'll hearken back here, something that actually President Bill Clinton said a long time ago, and I thought it made total sense. He said, don't let perfect be the enemy of good, okay? Because the idea here is we can be safe. The science is really showing us we can be safe. It's not going to be, as you said, no more cases ever, but we can get the kids back in school. That's going to help them immeasurably.
Yeah. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. When we come back, we're going to circle back. We're going to circle back to something that we talked about in the first hour. We're going to talk about it again in the second hour because it works. It warrants repeating. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will, and thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone line. Now, you know, folks, in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break, and I will tell you, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will, in fact, give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, $100 put in the cash of your, or in the palm of your hand at the time of the completion of service. So, anybody around Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, and tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 dropped in the palm of your hand after you get the windshield replaced. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Boy, do they.
That's right.
All right. Well, Kyle, we're going to circle back, and I love that term. Thank you, Jen, for bringing that one up for us, Jen Psaki.
Yep,
by
roger
way,
that.
Circle by the way, Jen Psaki sounds like a drink, doesn't it?
Yeah, you can.
I want to have a Jen Psaki. Well, I don't drink, so I don't even know what the hell it would be. But anyway, several hundred thousand are still without power in Texas, correct?
That's true, yes.
And we had 2 million that got their power restored, correct?
Yes, I believe so.
We have livestock that's actually freezing to death out in the fields because the farmers can't get the hay and the food to them fast enough. Water troughs are all frozen up. They can't get to that either, so they're basically licking ice. And when cattle get tired and cold, They lay down. That's what they do, and that's when they get into trouble. Now, when the farmers were out there yesterday spreading some of the straw and the hay that they had out there for the cows to eat on, the cows were taking their nibbles, and then they go over and lay down in the recently sprayed out bales of hay, which is one thing, having grown up on a farm, that you notice when they're doing that, they're trying to stay warm.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is baby chicks are dying.
They are, because they're hatching, but yep, it's so cold that they can't survive.
And the cold has also made its way down into the produce valley in Texas, down along the Mexican border, and a lot of the crops down there are going to be seriously damaged or destroyed, especially the fruit that's down there, the citrus, because it can't take this kind of cold weather, and they're not prepared for it.
Well, that's right, Captain. And the Texas Agriculture Commissioner, I believe, was commenting earlier, you know, the fruit and the citrus basically is almost a total loss, if I heard correctly. But also, though, then they have to determine what is the damage that's been done to the trees themselves.
That's right.
And so, I mean, this is a disaster upon disaster,
yeah,
that we're seeing.
Now, here's my question. In lieu of all this, folks, and Texans aren't known to complain a lot, and they're doing everything they possibly can there in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott and everybody else that's involved down there, all the politicians are doing everything they can to help. Where the hell is Joe Biden?
Where are
the generators? Where's the federal government? Where's their help? I haven't heard, not one word have I heard from the federal government. Donald Trump would have been all over this. And I'm telling you right now, Kyle, and then it's your turn, I believe it's because Texas is a red state.
I mean, that seems like as good an explanation as any, Captain. I mean, at this point, why haven't we heard anything definitive from the federal government? Why hasn't Joe Biden declared the areas federal disaster areas?
Yep.
Because it's not, as we just talked about, it's the cattle, it's the poultry, it's the fruit and the fruit trees and so forth, the citrus. All this is just going, being, you know, plowed under, basically, for lack of a better expression. And these people are going to be, they're going to be hurting. They're not going to be able to sell their crops and so forth, their meat,
yep,
because of all these problems.
Yep.
And then guess what, Captain?
Now,
we're going to pay a lot more money, too.
Now, I think we have a call coming in from Texas, and I think it's our friend in Plano. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, this is Kathy in San Antonio.
All right, tell us what's going on over there.
Oh, man, let me tell you, starting Saturday night with the snow, the city has been closed down. We lost power about 2 a.m. Monday morning, very sporadic until last night. They'd turn it on for 5 minutes and turn it off for 5 hours. Now, we found out what's going on there. ERGOT, the company that's in charge of our electric, has been selling our power to someone else for more money and then renting our power from Mexico for less money.
Who have they been selling? Do you know who they've been selling the power to? Is it another town in the city?
No, sir.
Huh?
No. I don't know who it is. It's not in Texas, of course. And that's as far as we've heard on the news. But it's been really bad. The whole town has been basically closed down, and San Antonio is a large town. We went out, and there's snow drifts, 6 inches. All the expressways and flyovers are closed. Any traffic that's on the road cannot go more than 20 miles an hour, and there's like half a dozen cars on each road just left.
Sure.
I mean, it is totally ridiculous. And you know what? Biden and his administration don't like us in Texas. That's all I have to say to you for that.
All right, now let me ask you one more question. San Antonio is a blue city, right?
Unfortunately, it's the mayor here. I talked to you about this a year ago.
Yeah, the mayor is a Democrat, right?
Yeah, and he's with the Castro brothers. He came along,
okay,
and took it away from Brockhouse, who was going to run against him again in May.
Uh-huh.
That just came out, too. But, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well,
you know, in a red state, a blue city.
I think it's time for those of you that want to get dressed up warm to go down to City Hall and say, we want our city back.
Oh, yeah. We're trying. Believe me, we are trying.
All right. Well, good luck. Good luck to you. God bless and stay warm.
All right. night, gentlemen, and Acapella Man. Good to you, too.
Thank you. Okay, well, there you go. That's San Antonio, Texas.
Well, that's right, Captain. And another developing story in San Antonio tonight is the apartment building fire that was going on earlier. And they were having such trouble because of the water issues.
Freezing.
And they would have to shuttle water in the fire trucks themselves, in the tankers, basically, and come in. And the fire chief there was saying that they could spray the fire for about a couple of minutes, deplete the water that had come in.
Correct.
And have to get more. And in a situation like that, Captain, where they just don't have the hydrant running, it seems like this puts them in such a bad position.
Well, what we do is with the trucks, we create a portable pond to where we have water on the scene. When we do that, we have these big portable inflatable ponds. It's basically a canvas area that you put water in, and it's kind of enclosed, and that's what you do, 500 to 1,000 gallons of water at a time. But your tankers that come in there, especially the big ones that are 5,000 gallons, and I'm sure they got some of those around. The average size of a tanker is only about 1,000 to 3,000 gallons. And that fire, if it's a big fire, you'll use that in a matter of, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So it was another horrible fallout from the fact that the water pipes just aren't working.
All right. Now, CNN and their fact checkers are still looking into some of the claims that Biden made a couple of nights ago at CNN's town hall that weren't true.
Well, right. Didn't he say something about they didn't have?
Yeah. Now hold on. I think we got another call from Texas. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jimmy from Lakeland, Georgia.
All right. Tell me what's going on, sir.
Well, I'm curious, Captain. How does all these snowstorms in a southern state affect their narrative for global warming?
It doesn't, does it, Jimmy? All right, he hung up, I guess. Yeah, it does it. They're global warming. Every time I hear that, I got to laugh. And by the way, we're going to have temperatures in the 40s in Florida over the weekend.
Well, yes, that's right. And to Jimmy's statement and question, Captain, it's almost anything that happens, they can make it work for climate change, basically.
Well, that's the problem, and they got the media in their back pocket. But going back to CNN, there were some claims that were made by Biden that we know were not true, and he got caught at it, and CNN's going, well, we're looking into that, but we really haven't made a decision yet as to whether or not it was or was not true.
Well, they say that's because they helped get Biden over the finish line, basically, for obvious reasons. And but now they're faced with the reality that, you know, if they let things like this go by, then they are going to be shown to just not be doing their job at all, and faced with the stark reality of it. In other words, there'll be nowhere to hide, you know, and say, well, it's just this or it was a misstatement. But especially what Biden said about China was alarming in the extreme.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to circle back with Kyle because somebody's asked me a question about the retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré from the Louisiana National Guard. Remember him from Hurricane Katrina. He's been asked to investigate on behalf of Nancy Pelosi what happened on January 6th. And I've been asked to circle back just a couple things I said in hour number one. And I'll be happy to do that because we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress is probing the stock surge that prompted many trading platforms to halt some sales. The CEO of Robinhood, which is an investment app, apologized to users who were unable to trade some stocks as GameStop and other companies' stock prices surged last month.
Despite the unprecedented market conditions in January, at the end of the day, what happened is unacceptable to us.
Vlad Tenev says regulatory deposit requirements forced the app to freeze trade on GameStop and other stocks. But he told the House Financial Services Committee the move was not to benefit hedge funds. Six Capitol police officers have been suspended and more than two dozen are under investigation for their actions during the January 6th riot at the Capitol. The Office of Professional Responsibility said they're investigating the actions of 35 others. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much. This portion of the show brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. And many of you know that I am a proponent and a user of Relief Factor and have been for going on more than 5 years now. Now, I take it because of my problem that I have with my left ankle, my left foot, and my leg. I have a replacement ankle thanks to the World Trade Center. Almost lost my left foot at the ankle, and it swells up constantly. And the only other thing I could do is take a bunch of narcotics, and I'm not going to do that. So I take a natural remedy, and Relief Factor is what works for me. Now, the reason for that is because it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. That goes right straight to the source of the pain and helps to lower or eliminate it. And it also reduces the inflammation problem that you've got going on. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. And it supports the healing process, too, which is extremely important. It helps the healing process take force. Now, a lot of people with arthritis take this product, and it helps them with the aches and pains that they have and getting up and getting down and all that stuff because the pain will go away, and it makes you more mobile. Now, for $19.95, you can try the three-week quick start. That's $19.95, and it's a three-week quick start. You can do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Find out more about it. There's a couple of tutorials there, a couple of little videos you can watch. Tells you all about it. And then just try the 3-week quick start and see what happens. I think you're going to be really happy when you do that, because it's worked for me, and I wouldn't be telling you about it if it didn't work for me. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we're going to circle back. You ready?
Roger that. Circle back.
Oh, God, I can't stand it. All right, well, in circling back to what we're going to do here, we've had a situation where we know we've got the trillion-dollar, $1.9 trillion stimulus, according to Nancy, is going to be passed by the end of next week. You hand it over to Joe Biden, and the checks will soon be in people's hands here, probably around the first week or so or two of March, correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Now, what you're not hearing is what's coming after that. It's another stimulus. $3 trillion will follow with new green stimulus, jobs, and energy. Now, this is all to appease AOC, but I'm telling you right now, the people working on the Keystone Pipeline and those villages that are up there that are basically defunct right now, so the state of South Dakota that's come to a complete stop, solar panels and windmills are not the answer to the problems they're having, and it's not going to work.
Well, no, it's certainly not going to work. And even if you could postulate that somehow it was going to get up and running in X amount of days or a couple of months or something, you know, maybe you could try to make some kind of case that at least it's something. But this isn't going to start happening anytime soon, Captain. This is exactly, but by the way, they'd have to take these huge pay cuts in the first place, as you mentioned in the first hour.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're going to go from $100,000 a year down to $40,000 or $50,000, and that's going to wreck the economy even more. Look at the bankruptcies you're setting yourself up for.
Exactly. So again, it's disingenuous at best to tell people, okay, go from your high-paying, highly skilled, by the way, job that you're doing right now, and then go over and do this other thing we want you to do.
All right. Well, let's go over to the telephone line here, and from the frozen tundra up in Saratoga Springs, we've got Mel on the phone. Okay, what's going on up there in the frozen tundra?
Well, Captain, we just got a dusting up there so far. I mean, I'm looking, getting ready to take a look out the window at my car, and I looked at it maybe an hour ago. Just that, not even an inch of snow on the car, and I'm assuming that. Let me see here. Yeah, it's maybe not even. It's just a dusting on the car on the ground a bit, but it's cold. But it's not what we're expected to get. It's still coming down with small flakes. So I guess if it goes all night into tomorrow and all day tomorrow, if it picks up, we might get what they call for. But right now, it's cold.
It's coming your way, believe me, just like last week and the week before. But go ahead. What's on your mind?
It just refresh me as to what these political criminals down here, just south of me in Albany, that are living on the taxpayer public. What were they going to propose? Because I missed it because the station got hijacked. I got flipped to another station, and I didn't hear what you had to say. But I heard something about Ron Kim and Cuomo, the leather-faced Andrew Evil-Eyed Cuomo.
We'll go back and we'll tell you, okay? So thank you.
Okay,
all right. What he's talking about is we talked about the fact that Kim received a threatening telephone call from Governor Cuomo because Kim was challenging Cuomo, to come out and apologize to the people and admit that he had done something wrong by sending people to the nursing homes. Correct, Kyle?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so Governor Cuomo responded by calling him up and threatening him and said, okay, cut it out or I'm going to destroy you. His words, not mine.
Right. Very, very powerful. Yes.
So Kim said, okay, I'm going to go public. So Kim went public and told everybody that could listen what was going on. I watched him. I also watched Mayor Bill de Blasio, who did an interview and came on television and said, and I quote, I believe Representative Kim. I think he told the truth. And knowing what I know about Governor Cuomo, I have no doubt in my mind that that isn't what Governor Cuomo said. That's coming from the mayor of New York City.
Yeah, see, this is why, Captain, this is an implosion that's happening. And you know how some of these people on the news channels were giddy about the Trump building in Atlantic City imploding? Well, this is an implosion.
And here's the thing. happening. They've already started the wheels in motion. And this is a bipartisan deal. I don't know how much support they've got, but the wheels in motion have started in the New York State Assembly to impeach Cuomo.
And that's huge.
It is.
We're going to see just how much, because by the way, Captain, there is an interesting ratio going on here of the coverage to of the Cuomo and the nursing home scandal, basically, and plus now this phone call versus the coverage of Ted Cruz going to Cancun is striking.
Now, I want to say good morning to George Godfather. Good morning, George. Hope you're doing well. Stay low. That's a little fire department term we throw out there a lot, right?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Now, three ex-Minneapolis cops who were charged in the George Floyd death have asked the judge to dismiss their case after a plea deal was released to the press.
That's right. So what they're saying, of course, is that if there's a plea deal and it gets leaked, the negotiations thereof and so forth, this is going to taint the jury pool.
It did.
And that's why they're asking for a dismissal. That's right.
Yeah, it did. And it wasn't supposed to happen. And you got to wonder who in the hell did that.
Well, that's right. And again, it's a very, very complex series of events that have to happen. So this is why they're making that argument. You're right.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is the impartiality of the retired Army general appointed to lead the U.S. Capitol Security Review, namely one appointed by Nancy Pelosi, Lieutenant General Russell Honoré, who was the general who came back to Katrina from Iraq, New Orleans, to get everybody mustered on the Katrina response, General Russell Honoré, and then he went back to Iraq to command his unit that was over there. But the fact that matter is, he has come under question because he's previously blamed Republican lawmakers for the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Well, and to be leading an investigation, that doesn't sound like...
Not even close to being what should be done. Anybody that leads an investigation like that and has made any public opinion about, well, the Republicans are responsible, nope, you're automatically disqualified.
Well, exactly. It's just like we were just now talking about a jury idea that you would disqualify a juror who had a bias,
sure,
for example. Yeah.
Now, the Senate is going to hold a February 23rd hearing on the SolarWinds hack. I'd like to be a fly on the wall on that one.
Very much so. Very much so. Absolutely. Well, again, because, you know, the vulnerabilities that we really do have are very, very stark. And
yeah,
we have to make sure that those things don't happen.
Now, are U.S.-Israeli relations headed back to the Obama era? Kind of looks like they're going that way.
I think so. I think so. With the treatment of Saudi Arabia, for example, the positioning that the Biden administration
and Iran
is doing, and Iran, and especially taking away the sanctions or beginning to rescind them, you know, my goodness, why don't we just wrap it up?
And when it comes to China, Joe Biden's administration had an opportunity to say something about the concentration style camps the Uyghurs are in over in China.
Right.
Because they were asked a question, not one word.
Well, he mentioned it at the CNN town hall thing, but it was so convoluted.
Not one word.
Yeah.
No, didn't admit to anything. Nope. All right. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we take a look at the national highways and byways out there. Got plenty to talk about. Started to report freezing cold temperatures again in Texas tonight. But maybe next week, by the middle of the week, you'll be back to just some warmer stuff. We certainly hope so. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, listening to us up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way. Just up the road, a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Thanks for being on that wall for the rest of us. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Flying J and Pilot Truck Stop. If you're in Texas, pull on in there. They got generator power in most of those truck stops there, and you'll have a nice warm place to be. You can get some food. By the way, you can also take a shower there, and you can do your laundry there. I'm not saying that you need to set up to live in the parking lot forever, but you can certainly stay there temporarily while they have the room and the space to do it, and they'd be more than happy that the Pilot and Flying J's have told me over there in Texas, they're more than happy to have the people come there and come on in and try to get warm. That's what they're all about, helping out their friends and neighbors. Okay, so here we go. We're going to go rooster cruising.
Okay, drivers, just
little song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song that Les Lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride, Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, a little Ray Carlisle rooster cruising tonight out there trying to keep you all warm because it is cold down yonder tonight. And anything south of I-40 pretty much, especially in Texas and Louisiana and Mississippi, is cold, 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 cold. Now, I'm going to bring Kyle in here. And, Kyle, I'm going to read the statement, then I'm going to turn it over to you. The weather statement that's coming from the National Weather Service is as follows, a slow warming can be expected across the southern U.S. However, it'll be into next week, the middle of next week, before temperatures go back above normal. Temperatures all weekend will remain well below normal throughout the weekend into the first part of next week. A cold front will produce a wintry mix in the middle Atlantic and northeast with heavy rain that could cause flash flooding along the coast as well as down into the southeast. However, snow will persist in the elevated areas in the northeast and New England over the weekend, and in the northwest, more rain as well as mountain snow. No, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Earlier last hour, we were checking out a fog advisory just east of Denver along I-70.
Gone.
Yeah, it's gone. So, but there could be some residuals, so just be careful. But now, of course, as you go up the I-25 corridor, we still have that high wind warning in Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming, as you head west on I-80 towards Elk Mountain. So be advised of that. We do have a wind advisory in the Bozeman area up in Montana. Also, wind advisory in the Great Falls area. This along I-15 stretches about down to Helena or so right there. Going across I-90 into Idaho. Of course, don't forget 4th of July pass. They've reported icy patches on the road there, so you want to be aware of that. We do have winter weather advisories in Washington near Seattle and in Oregon near Portland. We're going to have rain there for the next several days. At Cabbage Pass, they were reading earlier 32 degrees, snow flurries. You're going to need change. That's hanging iron. And also there's fog reported in the area there as well. Winter storm warning down near Boise, this along I-84. And, Captain, the good news is the big wind in Southern California seems to have blown out to sea somewhere, so it's clear sailing, so that's good.
All right, well, here we go, Texas. I hate to tell you this. You already know this. It's going to be cold, 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 cold. The icy and snow-covered roads are going to remain such, certainly, for the next couple of days or so. San Antonio, since we brought that up last hour and had a caller from San Antonio on the line, you're going to have lows there this morning around 16 degrees or thereabouts by about 8 o'clock, which is not going to help anything melt anytime soon. Still cold. 2 million people have got their power back on in Texas, but about 350 to 400,000 people still don't, and that includes parts of Louisiana, parts of Mississippi, and parts of Arkansas as well, where numerous power line crews are coming in now to try to help get things restored. Now, the cold in Texas doesn't just stop in San Antonio. It goes all the way down to Houston, goes all the way down to the valley in Texas, Brownsville, Harlingen, and all the way up through Eagle Pass, and it's just bone-chilling, freaking cold down there, so not but much you can do about it except try to warm up. Now, Louisiana, pretty much all the way down to I-12 And then I-10, you got a little reprieve there tonight as you got some cold temperatures and the water is warm enough there around New Orleans. You got a little bit of fog around I-10 coming in New Orleans there, so be advised of that. Now, temperatures are also bone-chilling cold through most of Arkansas, Memphis. You got a freeze warning up there. Also across most of Tennessee, the western part of Kentucky, the southeastern corner of Missouri, southern part of Illinois. You have got bone-chilling cold temperatures there. Now, here's what's going on the East Coast. You got rain pretty much along the coast, South Carolina, on up to about the Chesapeake Bay. But once you get inland, west of Richmond, you got a winter storm warning on the west side of Richmond, west side of Washington, D.C., in higher elevation. Snow will continue all the way up I-81, all the way to Binghamton, New York, and all points in between, over east towards Philly, Allentown, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, over across Poughkeepsie, over 84 into Boston, Massachusetts, up on 90, down on Rhode Island, down in Connecticut, and snow back into West Virginia, most of the hills and the mountains in West Virginia, hills and mountains in Maryland as well with snow. Kyle, tell us. Oh, and by the way, I forgot one thing. Lake Effect snow started up on Lake Michigan, west side of Michigan, up there on the west side, north of Grand Rapids. And then Lake Effect snow has expanded off Lake Erie, Rochester to Pulaski, Syracuse to Utica. Now, Lake Effect snow, upstate New York, and freezing fog in the northeastern quadrant of Indiana. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on the weekend show.
Sounds good.
All right, and that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, joining us from, let me get back here. Joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have got Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what is going on in Texas that I have to ask the question, where's Joe?
Well, he did what he needed to do, and that was issue an emergency declaration for Texas and Louisiana, and that was it.
Well, the people in Texas are madder than a wet hornet, and if he thinks this has done anything to help him, he's wrong. I've had a caller from San Antonio tonight telling me how bad things are in San Antonio. People are basically walking around the city because you can't get much more than five or six cars doing about 20 miles an hour at any time going anywhere. The roads are treacherous. Power is out in most areas. The mayor, and get this, the power company in San Antonio is called Ergon Power. I was told they are selling power outside the state of Texas and not even using the power they got for the people in their own area. Tell me that's right.
Well, as I said a couple of nights ago, Texas provides power to Mexico. And in other places, Mexico provides power to the United States. I think parts of California and Arizona. So we're learning an awful lot about the weaknesses and the vulnerabilities of power sources. But anyway, there's a good bit of power that is back already. So that's a good thing. It's trending at least in the right direction. But now, because of the lack of power to the water treatment plants, they have to boil their water if they have water. Other places, the water...
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We are going to talk about the water in Texas. That's another problem they got. And then, oh, by the way, all the green jobs will solve that, won't it? Yep. All those green jobs will solve all that. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up.
people and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.